What good is sitting alone in your room?
Come here. So, Guy, the new shed. Can I call it a shed?
No.
What would you call it?
The Taj Mahal of Barns.
It is indeed the Taj Mahal of Barns. What are the dimensions of this building?
It's 30 metres long. Sorry, haven't had enough coffee yet, Rick. 30 metres long by 12 metres wide by it's about 8 metres in the middle.
And sort of sounds like an opera house.
It does when it's empty. It's a big empty structure at the moment. There's some furniture in there, but when we get people and more lounge and mats and things like that, it doesn't echo as much. But we've got these, we have insulated the building and it didn't echo at all. But when we put the pine lining boards on, we got that lovely echo effect.
It's nice. What was the plan when you set out to build this structure? What did you foresee happening in here? And must have been a lot to consider because it looks like a big undertaking. I mean, like I said, a giant barn, really, but still a significant building.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had a lot of festivals and events at the farm, and we're in the northwest coast and we're up against the mountain range, and why that gives us a beautiful backdrop. It means that we always seem to get rain whenever I organise an event. Like, I feel like if farmers are crying out for rain, they say, Guy, can you please organise an event? And it always seems to rain. So we really needed some cover for when we have our events at the farm, and we've had weddings and Christmas parties and things like that, and it just gives us some certainty to be have an all-weather venue. And we made it a little bit larger, I guess, than a standard barn, so we could provide protection if we had a festival event and for we did get poor weather. We can have 180 people in here with social distancing, and I'm not sure how many people we could have in here if it wasn't for COVID. So at least gives us the option of having some people inside.
And wonderful today with the massive barn doors open at the end, looking down an orchard row. What's growing out there?
Yeah, so through the barn door looks through our apple trees through to Bass Strait, and we've got 1,000 heritage trees. We started making or having cider made from the apples the last couple of years. So in this barn, we'll actually have our cellar door and a bar. So we've got heritage eating varieties of apples and lots of different old varieties, as well as traditional cider varieties as well. So not only will people be able to walk out the door and hopefully pick an apple they've never tasted before, but we'll be able to produce some really amazing cider because it will actually be made from cider apples.
We should step out of here for a moment, Guy, so that we don't sound like Lennon and McCartney double-tracking our vocals. Oh, even now, it's an amazing sound chamber, isn't it?
Stop by admitting.
So you're about to have an interesting event in the Taj Mahal of Barns. Tell me about that one.
So, yeah, over the weekend of the 23rd, 24th and 25th, we've got three shows. We've been approached to host a cabaret show. It just so happens by chance that because of COVID, one of the good things is that some of our amazing performers are actually back in Tasmania. So, for example, one of the guys that actually works at the farm come back from Vegas when things started hitting the fan in the US. When they started lining up to buy guns, he said, yeah, it was time to come home. So Dennis is back. He's going to be performing. So we've got three international performers. And because of the height of the barn, can actually do an aerialist as well, an aerialist act, which will be great. So we didn't really think about that when we designed the barn that would have the height to have a circus performance. But we're going to have that combined also with live music. And
have you checked with your insurers about the aerial act?
Just by chance, the guy that actually helped finish our barn is a professional circus rigger. So we're actually bringing in a platform for the aerialist to work from. So they're not actually hanging from the structure of the barn. Unfortunately, it's been built to not blow away, not to hold people down. So, yep, I think that's all good.
Funny how things come together sometimes.
Yeah, it's probably, at times I feel like over the last 11, 12 years we've tried to take on a lot and it's been a bit like a circus. So it's quite fitting that I think that we've employed a circus performer. And I actually had to Google what the definition of a cabaret is, and it's actually where you're seated. So it fits with COVID where you sit and watch a show. So we're going to have 13 tables of 10 people. A glass of wine, have some nice food and actually be entertained for the night. And I think it's a great way of having our first official function in the barn is a cabaret.
think of Elsie to this.
We've got three performers. So we've got Joe Fisher. Joe is probably one of Australia's best jugglers, so he's another circus performer. We've got the aerialist Spencer Inwood, who's going to be doing her act. Dennis Locke, some people are familiar with Dennis. He's pretty famous. He's had 20 years performing around the world as a circus performer, and he's famous for his bubble act. He's performed for the Royal Family in the UK multiple times, been on The Late Show in New York. He's quite famous in Vegas and around the world, so we're really lucky to have him in Tasmania.
New twist there, he's now performing in a bubble. More or less.
Yeah.
A COVID bubble.
He is performing in a COVID bubble, and we're actually really excited because for one of his acts, he needs height to perform the act. And with 8.5 metres height in the barn, it's going to be really amazing to see his performance. So sometimes we forget that Tasmania produces international acclaimed performers, and we're just lucky that some of them are back here. We also will have Sabine Bester, who's recently unearthed on Triple J, coming to perform as well. So there'll be
a musician
and a spoken word artist as well. So the cabaret came about because I was approached by Claire Spielman, who's done cabarets in the UK and also on the Big Island here in Australia. She approached us when she saw the size of the barn and its potential. So that's how it came about.